I invite you to rise, if able, as this morning we confess what we believe in the words of the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God and light from light, God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. Trusting now that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. God of liberation, you set your people free to serve others. Embolden your church that we, here at St. Peter, we seek justice for those we see oppressed, that we share generously as you share your loving kindness with us, and we live humbly together. Unite us as one people under the foolishness of the cross. Hear us, O God. The God of this universe among all, your care is evident everywhere, from the foundations of the earth to its core of iron to the summit of the tallest mountains. Reconcile all of the sinful creation to you and to one another, and repair the environmental destruction that's caused by all of our human carelessness and our greed. Hear us, O God. God of all nations, you desire peace and justice among all people. Deliver us from systems of fear that seek only to divide us. Guide our local and our national leaders that we pray for every day. And may their decisions empower and serve the needs of the poor and disenfranchised rather than their self-service. Hear us, O God. Lord of the oppressed, as you raise up the lowly, and you comfort those in despair and sickness, we lift up to you all who are victims of exploitation, discrimination, and greed. And we pray for those who are suffering in any way this day. Especially, Lord, do we raise up in our prayers Joanne Satoff. And those, Lord, that we pray for in silence who are suffering through treatment for cancer and other ailments in their life. Hear us, O God. God of love, as you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth in the form of a baby, who Simeon saw and Anna professed, whose presentation in the temple we celebrate today, fill our own house of worship with your presence, that all who enter here may encounter Christ. Hear us, O God. And God of life, we give you thanks for all those who have died in the faith. We thank you for the examples of our good ancestors and the saints who have gone before us. Hear us, O God. And we are so confident that you are able to accomplish more than we are even able to imagine. That's why we bring these prayers before you today, Lord. We believe in your saving grace that will be revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Yes, you know Joanne Sadoff? Well, I probably need to tell you, she's had a lot of trouble with her heart. And her heart now is very, very bad. And it doesn't look like there's anything that any of the doctors can do to help her. So she's been moved to a very special place to take care of her. A special, no, it's more care than that. It's a very special home for those people that are probably not going to come back home again. I just tell you guys, she's very, very ill, okay? Pray for her, will you? She loves. Please rise as we speak the offertory. Let the vineyards be fruitful, Lord, and fill to the brim our cup of blessing. Gather a harvest from the seeds that were sown, that we may be fed with the bread of life. Gather the hopes and dreams of all. Unite them with the prayers we offer now. Grace our table with your presence, and give us a foretaste of the feast. Thanks on. And let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. To your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made. Sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord be with you. Thank you. Lift up your hearts. Your Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. Sharing our life, he lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to his own brilliant light. So with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and we join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy, our fallen world, you gave your Son, that all those who believe and receive in him should not perish, but will have eternal life. And we give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. It was in the night in which he was betrayed that our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body that is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you. It's shed for all people for the forgiveness of their sins. And this do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." We share together the Lord's Prayer, the words he taught us to be praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, and I would invite the assistants to please come forward. All who are here to accept the body, the blood of our Lord, please come and receive. Mm-hmm. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen thy salvation, which you have prepared before the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the Jews, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Did you recognize in the first part of that offertory the words of Simeon? Right there in our service. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, because you've refreshed us through the healing power of this sacrament for life. We pray that in your mercy, you would continue to strengthen us through this gift and faith toward you and in a growing love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Just before our closing hymn this morning, I think it's probably wise for me not to shake hands with you or give you a hug or receive a hug this morning. So I'll just stand back there and you can say to me whatever you want. And I'll say something nice back to you. Our closing hymn. Please be seated, if you will. And Meryl.
Okay, when you're wondering what to do this week, bake some cookies, because we'll be sending boxes off to the college kids next week, after church. And there's still the bags in the back, so you have all week to do your Valentines for people too. So, and we'll have our welcome meeting and our salad luncheon right after church. So thanks.
I just wanted to pass the info along. The LYO students are planning to go ice skating next Sunday after church. We're planning to go to the Pekin Arena, and they open for free skate or for public skate from noon to 1:30 that day. So if any kids LYO age are free that day and want to join us, let us know. Come have fun.
May we rise for the doxology, please?